This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Real estate prices in California are high, and they are still going up. According to the California Association of Realtors, the median price, that's where half of homes are more expensive, half less, the median price of a single-family home in this state is now more than $600,000. Nationally, it's closer to $260,000. So, as California's prices rise, house hunters are heading east, farther out from expensive cities along the coast, and even out of state. From the nonprofit news site Cal Matters, Matt Levin has the story.
This is the sound of real estate porn for Californians.
What did you think of the Cape Cod house?
It's an episode of HGTV's House Hunters. In this one, a couple chooses between three obnoxiously nice homes in Michigan.
At the price of $265,000?
$265,000 for a five-bedroom, three-bath house on a lake. Not something you're going to find in most of California. At least something you'd want to live in.
Why do I have to go first, walk through cobwebs? You should go first.
San Jose realtor Holly Barr shows me around the backyard of one of her hottest listings. We're in a wealthy neighborhood of San Jose called Willow Glen.
Easy commute to Apple and Google and all the major companies in Silicon Valley.
It's a nice tree-lined street, and the house sits on a 5,800-square-foot lot. There's only one problem.
The fire started in the garage, and you can see a hole in the roof of the garage. Someone put some of the white picket fencing on top of the roof. The windows are pushed out. The door is...
Barr's not doing this justice. The house looks like someone left it in a toaster oven too long. It didn't matter. Last month, she listed the burned-out house for $800,000. It sold in 6 days for over $9,000. That median price of over $500,000 for a California home, it's not going to get you much in this part of the state.
In San Jose, maybe a mobile home, maybe a condo in not a great area.
San Jose is in Santa Clara County, where the median home price is now $1.2 million, up 20% from last year. That's part of the reason why more residents are leaving the region than arriving from other parts of the country, according to state demographic data. And a growing number are heading about 90 miles east on Interstate 80, here.
Here we have the formal living room.
Sacramento.
We have a fireplace, electric fireplace here.
Ooh, with the fire going.
Veronica Nelson specializes in showing middle-class Bay Area families how much more they can get farther from the coast.
I've had several teachers. They commute. Spend the night with a relative in the Bay Area once or twice a week and, you know, make the best of it.
More people moved to Sacramento last year than at any time in more than a decade. According to the Sacramento Bee newspaper, real estate refugees are coming from Silicon Valley and Los Angeles.
Do you worry that Sacramento is becoming unaffordable for people from Sacramento?
Yes. Yes. The people who live here, who work here, especially people in a certain socioeconomic bracket, cannot afford to buy here.
And where are those Sacramentans moving? Many are part of a growing stream of Californians that are hitching their Priuses even farther east on I-80.
They come in with an air of optimism.
Mike Wood is a real estate agent in Reno, Nevada. He says he used to get one or two leads a day from Californians looking to relocate. Now it's 8. Prices in Reno are rising fast. They've increased more than 10% a year over the past few years. But even at a median price approaching $400,000, that's not deterring Californians, according to migration data tracked by the IRS.
I can sense that they feel like they're coming to a place where they're not going to be financially oppressed.
And the more Californians come in, Wood says, the more pressure they're putting on Reno residents to look elsewhere for homes. From Sacramento, at least for now, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Matt's story was produced for us by the California Dream Media Collaboration.